Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We are on Lamed Tes. We're on the third line, last word of the line, Tana. Today's share is sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Norensberg. Lila Nishras Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Okay, we were talking about yesterday when someone's not around and he's gone. Let's say he's captured, or maybe he ran away, maybe he's on a business trip, whatever it is, and his fields are being ruined. What do you do? So we had said, well, sometimes you can go down and just become like the owner and you can eat all the crops. Sometimes you have a din of an aris. You're like a sharecropper. It's an incentive not to ruin the crops because you're going to get a percentage. So now we're going to pick up on that. Tana. We taught in a braisa. The kulon shamen lehem ka'aris. Everybody's treated like an aris. No matter what. Everybody's treated like an aris. So asks the Gemara. Ahaya. What do you mean, everybody? Everybody's treated like an aris? Ilema ashevuyin. If the guy was captured, the owner of the field was captured, and you went onto his property, hashtad zarz meiskahava. We said yesterday that you can basically be zarz, you can be zealous and industrious, and you can get the entire, whatever you produce there, you can eat yourself. What do you mean, like a shirk? Shirk means you get a third, you get a quarter, whatever percentage you make up. That's not true by shvuyin. So ashvuyin hashazor zitzkahavi my deish bach mi baya. What do you mean? You get some shavach. You get some benefit. You get like an oris. You get the whole thing. Ella aretushim. But you want to tell me it's retushim? Retushim we said yesterday was voluntarily leaving, right? Is that what retushim was? Retushim was voluntary or not voluntary? Right. Voluntary leaving. A guy picks up and just decides to drive cross country. He leaves his fields alone. What we learned yesterday, you take them away from somebody who does that. The guy, Ella Anatushim. What if it's forced? Someone throws you off, like Shemitah is forced. If you're not allowed to work the land, so it's a forced removal from the land. Laman. According to who then? Ilem l'rabbanon. If it's the rabbanon, ha'amri motzien osom yado. The rabbanon said that we remove you. And E. Rabban Shur Megamliel, Amar Shamati, he said, he heard, Shana Tushim Kishvuyin. Then the Tushim is saved in a Shvuyin. So the Brisa makes a statement over here, everybody's like an Aris. Turns out, nobody's like an Aris. So answers the Gemara, Kishvuyin Velo Shvuyin. Now we're talking about Natushim, and Natushim is property that you were thrown off against your will. Maybe by the king, maybe by a bunch of ruffians, whatever it is, you were thrown off the land, and yes, on some level, it has been of as if you were captured. On other level, captured also, you're there against your will, right? But kishvuyin, velo kishvuyin, kishvuyin, it has a din of shvuyin, de'ein motziin osom yado. We don't take it away from you. We let him stay there. But velo shvuyin, it doesn't have the din of shvuyim. The ilu hasam by the case of shvuyim we said yesterday, zaris v'niskar. You can make that field amazing and you get to keep it all. Vilu hacha, but over here shemina leka aris. We evaluate you like an aris. We treat you like an aris. That's what he meant when he said that. Umayshna meha. And why is this any different? Why is this different? Miditnan. That what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the halacha is that a husband is allowed to get the profits of his wife's nichsei malug, but the keren belongs to the wife. So why is this different? That none. We learned in the Mishnah there in Ksuvis that hamotzi hotzos al nichsei ishto. If somebody spends money on his wife's property, after all, he's getting the benefit. So he's spending money and he spent a lot of money. But ochel kima doesn't eat that much, doesn't produce that much. Or the other way around, kima, he spends very little money. V'ochel harbe, and he gets a tremendous windfall. Right? So the Mishnah there says, masha hotzi hotzi, u masha ochel ochel. What he spent, and what he ate, he ate. Right? Right? So the question is, how come by the husband working the wife's land, we don't treat him like an aris? What do we treat him like? Tit for tat. you worked over there, you could get that. Whether it makes a lot or makes a little. Right? We don't. And here, by this case, by when I come, you're not around. Same thing, the wife's not working the field herself. Right? So what does she do? The husband does it. Who owns the field? The wife. Who gets the shevach? The husband. How much shevach does the husband get? He gets whatever he put into it. So how come by a shavuyin, or by these cases of guy being thrown off the land, we treat the worker so much better? He becomes an aris. He gets a third, or whatever an aris gets. He ma'amash like a hepchati owner. We don't tell the husband that. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, what's the matter? No, just wondering, why is it that in these cases, the guy gets thrown off his land by the king? So all of a sudden, you walk by, you see a sign, the king is hereby taking over this land. You come there and you start working on, who made you such a big shot? You become an aris? After all, a husband doesn't even get treated like that. A husband doesn't get such benefits. A husband gets whatever he put in. But all of a sudden, this guy's such a big shot. So the Gemara says, you're right, Elaholo damhi elaloha. The case of our case could be compared to the following case. The case is, the Tanya, Hamotzi hotzos al nichse ishto kitano. Let's say you have a wife who's a kitana, and you're only married to her midirabanan. How's that? She didn't have a father, her father died, so her mother and her brothers married her off to you. When she turns 12, she can say goodbye and leave, as if you were never married. Such a husband now is working on the land. Now he doesn't want her to leave. They're going to laugh at him in shul. He couldn't make a 12-year-old girl happy. She picked up and left. They're going to laugh at him. He doesn't want her to leave. Right? So, kimotzi al nichze acher dami. Him working on her land, right? He has like the din of an aris. Okay? Rashi explains. Rashi says, Kitana, right? Kimotzi al nechse acher dami. V'im hotzi v'lo ochal, right? K'dei hotza also shaman loka aris. We treat him like an aris. So he gets treated like an aris. Okay? Hamotzi hotza al nechse ishto kitana, kimotzi al nechse acher dami. Alma, what do you see? Kivin d'lo samcha daite. Since he's not so comfortable here. No samcha daite. He doesn't know he's going to stay. Tikin le rabbanon. The rabbanon made a takana to give him more. Why should he give him more? Ki hechidol lifsadinhu. So he shouldn't ruin it. He shouldn't think to himself, listen, anyway she's going to throw me out of here. Anyway she's leaving when she turns 12. Right? So why should I bother with his fields? She told me already. The minute she turns 12, she's out of here. So why should I bother? Why should I bother? So you know what? We make you into an aris. Now you have a stake in the field. You're not going to be so wasteful. It's partly yours. Same thing. Hachanami takina le rabbanon. The rabbanon made a takana. You come into someone else's field. There could be a havamina. I can destroy this place. I could try all these new techniques. They never work. Maybe you'll do crazy things. Why? I'm not keeping it anyway. It's not mine. Right? Whose is it? It's some guy who's thrown into the dungeon. So I might as well take this land and ruin it all. No, we make you into an aris. You know what? You're gonna get a good steak out of this. You treat it well. Just like the husband. The wife could leave. And take all her nitzim and look with her. Right? We don't want to have those attitude. Well, it's a ruin. No. Try hard. We'll make you into an aris, and then maybe things will work out. So that we don't want it to get ruined. Okay? I forgot to say this, Rashi. The Gemara had said a minute ago, 5 minutes ago, that an aris and a shvuyin, right? In other words, we said that you have the din of an aris. And we asked, on which case? When do you have the din of an aris? In which case do you have the din of an aris? And the case was when somebody's not there. So we said, if somebody's been thrown off against their will. But we said yesterday that if somebody's been thrown off against their will, they are like a shavuyin. right? And they're a shivuyin, and a shivuyin keeps everything. So what did the Gemara answer? You're like a shivuyin, and you're not like a shivuyin. You're like a shivuyin, because a shivuyin gets very, very zealous. He gets to keep it all. Right? You're not like a shivuyin, because... I'm sorry. Right, you're like a shvuyin, we don't throw you off the land, we let you stay there. But you're not like a shvuyin, because the shvuyin gets everything, and you're like an aris. Look at the Rashi. The ilu hasam zaris v'nitzkar. You see that Rashi? The ilu hasam zaris v'nitzkar, right? While shvuyin gets everything, right? A shvuyin gets everything, he's zaris, he gets everything. Rashi says, the given shesharmu bo shemes, since we heard that the guy died. In other words, the guy's in a dungeon somewhere. We heard he died. Kinachas la daite de kulu peirinachas. The guy thinks he's getting all the peiros. All the peiros are his now. Why? Because the guy died. Abahacha. But over here, here's the what's the case over here? The king came and threw you off your land. What did he do with you? Nothing. He's sitting on the side of the road watching your land be taken over by other people. Abahacha. D'lo shamu shemes. No one heard anyone died. Lava daite de kulu nachas. You know you don't own this land. Ella, lito ka'aris, b'chal shana, right? But you know you're an aris. V'shar peir is you, munachin. And the rest of it doesn't belong to you.
What is he saying on the case of shvuyin, or is he saying that...
He's on the case of both of them. When it comes to shvuyin, you heard the owner died. You heard the owner died. He's in a dungeon somewhere. You heard he died. Hefker land. You run in there, you get everything. By the case of when the king threw him off, so where's the owner? He's right there, right next to you. What's pshat? He is not allowed to go in that land. Why? The king didn't like him. Therefore, you really know it's not really yours, and therefore you're like an aris. That's what Rashi said. Right? Do you like that pshat? The Rashba says that doesn't make any sense. Says the Rashba, makes you al das king, ben. Why? Because you heard a rumor that someone died. You get things that, the guy's Yerushim. Where do you come off? That's what Rashi says. You heard he died. Now you know he's not coming back. He's dead. Right? So therefore, you get everything. Says the Rashi, what kind of din is that? What kind of din is that? No?
Yeah, didn't we say before that when everybody heard that he died, that everybody agrees that he,
no.
That he takes everything?
Right. Takes everything. What kind of din is that? Why do you get everything? So says the Rashba. What Rashi's really explaining is, it's a takanas chachamim. It's a takanas chachamim. This whole din is a takanas. Not that you heard. Yeah, you heard he died. The chachamim made up. If you heard he died. Why? Because we're afraid that if you heard he died and you don't get everything, you're going to ruin it. We don't want you ruining other people's land. Maybe he didn't die. Maybe he has Yarshim. So you know what? In the interim, it'll take 5 years for the Yarshim to get back here and get the land back, whatever. During those 5 years, you can keep everything. After all, you're working everything. You're there. In other words, not because you heard he died. Therefore, no. Why should you get? Well, who are you? The Rashi explains. The Rashi means that it's a takanas chachamim, that we want to keep land good in good working order. So therefore, we reward somebody who takes the initiative. Of course, not his. Until the children come, maybe he didn't die. Maybe he's going to come back from the dungeon. If the king dies, everything's shot. Stops, right? When the new king comes, all the rules are changed. So we're being so hasty. In the meantime, you can have it. What happens when everything, when all the dust settles? We'll deal with it when all the dust settles. Okay. Next, where are we up to? Okay, fine. It said, V'kulon sharma lehem ka'aris. Right? Everybody's treated like an aris. The kul lasui mai. Who's everybody come to include? Everybody. Lasui comes to include the Amar of Nachman and Shmuel. It comes to include the case of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Shavui shenishbe. If a guy got captured, moridin karov limechasav. We let a relative go down there. After all, it's his family. Yatza ladas. If he left on his own free will, ain moridin karov limechasav. We don't send a relative there. Rav Nachman did de Omar. Rav Nachman himself said, "Boreach." If someone ran away, hare kishavui. It's as if he's a shavui. Now, boreach machmas mai. Why did he run away? Ilem machmas karga. If he ran away because he didn't pay taxes, So then, Hainu Ladas. That's running around your own free will. You have time before you run away to make your affairs in order. Ella must be Bereach Machmas Martin. You ran away because you killed somebody, and it could have even been an accident. But the Persians are very, very machmir. They were very, very strict with murder. They wouldn't let anyone get away with anything. So you have to run away. So you have to run away. It's not your choice. And that's where the halachas are as such. Okay. Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Shmuel. Shavui Shenishba. If a guy got captured. Right? He's captured. And he was about to harvest. And all of a sudden he got captured. So v'hiniach kama liksar. He left wheat standing to be harvested. Or anavim livtsar. Or grapes to be harvested. Or tamarim ligdar. Or dates to be harvested. Zesim limsok. Or olives to be harvested. What? Because each one is a different word, what, how you harvest it. Just to let you know. So, Bezdin, yardin l'nechasav. Bezdin goes down. Bezdin goes down to your nechasim. Uma'amidim apotropis. Appoint an apotropis. Okay? In other words, what happened? The guy got captured. So Bezdin will appoint an apotropis. The harvest date was the next day. The guy got captured. So Bezdin will appoint an apotropis to do the harvest. Okay? To do the harvest. Well, we're going to get to the family. One minute. The koter, uboter, goder, umosik. We'll do all the harvesting. V'yachar kach. And afterwards, maridin karv l'nechasav. Then we'll send a family member down there. What? Okay? Why don't we send the family member down there immediately? So the what? Because what? What? So that's exactly 1 minute. So we're going to get to your question is, why won't the family take over? Why are we sending a third party? Why is Bezdin getting involved? So Tosfos asked that question, and he says because we don't trust the relative. The relative could be much more greedy. The guy didn't die. Right? He's not dead. He's in jail. Right? He's in a dungeon somewhere. So an apotropis, if Bezin's in charge, everything's going to be done fairly. When a relative gets his hands on it, we don't know what's going to happen.
So you can say that by rules.
Well, ain't a chanami, we do. We're going to see that. We always have someone else. Now, when you're a yorish, you can do whatever you want. It's yours. Till it's yours, Bezin's in charge. Why? It'll be much more fair. That's what Tosfos says. The Sma in Shulchan Aruch just fleshes it out, and he says as follows, that the benefit of putting an apotropis there is Shim HaKarov Yard L'Nechasim. If the relative goes down there, Nimsa Shekal HaPeiros in Tachas Yado Below Hashkacha Shoshomot Rabbi Yitzhak. No one else is in charge. Only this one guy is in charge. You're putting one guy in charge of all this field? Why? Because he happens to be a relative. So the guy's not dead. Who made him in charge? It's not fair. And also maybe the relative is doesn't know what he's doing. Who, all of a sudden, this guy's in the yeshiva bachar is the relative. So he's not going to take over the field. He doesn't know what he's doing. All of a sudden, him? Like, why? None of it makes sense. Also, much better to appoint an apotropis, right? And the apotropis has maybe the din of an aris. And with an apotropis in charge, nothing will get ruined. Okay? Now, ask the Gemara a different question. So if we look at apotropis l'olam, so then let the apotropis always be there. Why after the harvest we put the apotropis away? Fascinating answer. But you hear the question? If we're worried about the karov, he doesn't know anything, and he's a low life, and he's dishonest, so we can't take a chance, so leave the apotropis there forever. Says the Gemara, apotropis l'diknani lo mukminan. We don't make apotropis for people that have beards, meaning adults. Rashi says, because it's not a mitzvah. When there are ketanim, and we need people to manage the estate, people will step forward to be mekayim a mitzvah. But here, he's an adult. Just what's pshat? He's in a dungeon. So to do the harvest in a one-shot deal, we can get an apotropis. But to manage the estate till the guy gets out of the dungeon, there's adults around. Why are you an apotropis for? Right? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says because it's a mitzvah. The Ritva says, people don't mind being involved for ketanim. You know why? Because there's an end in sight. Eventually they grow up. And they manage to stay by themselves. Here, there's no end in sight. The guy could be in the dungeon for 100 years. So people don't want to take on the vegan apotropos. They don't want to. Since they don't want to, can't, right? For adults, we don't have apotropos. We're going to have to give it to the relatives. We're going to have to. We can't. No, there's no apotropos for adults. We're going to have to give it to the relative. Right, for a cheresh, maybe there is, for a shota, these types of adults. Regular adults, no apotropos. What do? You give it to the korofim. Not right away. Let's do the harvest first. Make sure everything's, the harvest is done kosher. No cheating. Not even cheating. No, it's done experienced. We don't know who, they don't have trained the relatives to be trained. They're taking over the fields now. Right. I just said, because we want to make sure that the harvest is done experienced.
Even though it's adults,
these krovim. The krovim is in China. So till he gets from China, till he finds out about it and comes back, the harvest is all ruined. Right. So a temporary emergency measure, we get an apotropos. Now, the guy could be in the dungeon for 100 years. We don't know. Now, by the way, to send the message to the Yorshim, to the relatives, you guys are in charge now, learn the trade. You don't want to learn the trade? Well, then you have to hire somebody. We'll be here for a short little while to make sure this immediate harvest is done properly. After that, you guys are on your own. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, well, in a scenario, we have a family with 10 old boys and a farm, and his father's taking
right.
You bring in apotropos, and you have
right.
Capable people.
Right, because it's a little of low plug. We always bring in an apotropos to do the immediate harvest. We don't know who these boys are. What is the case? There's no boys, only girls. So to make a low plug, we always do that. Okay? Next. Amar Rav Huna. Ein moridin katan l'nechsei shavui. We never send the cotton down to a property of a shavui. Guy's captured. You don't send the 8-year-old boy to be in charge of the field. That's obvious. The lo karov l'nechsei katan. We don't even send a relative to the nechsei katan. You hear this? We don't send a relative to the nechsei katan. Why don't we do that? Because we don't want the relative to weasel, to manipulate and get the property away from the cotton. Cotton is what he's doing. Before he knows it, it belongs to the karov. Right? Also, velo karov machmas karov l'nechse katan. Also, a karov who's one step removed, we don't send him down to the katan's property either. What's that? We'll see in a minute. So, ein moridin katan l'nechse shavui. By the way, is it hot in here or is it me? I'm boiling in here. Okay. We'll put the air conditioner on for Dominic. Ein moridin katan l'nechse shavui. We don't send a katan down to the field of a shavui. Why not? The mamas is lahu. Because he's a katan, doesn't know what he's doing. He might destroy the whole field. V'lo karov machmas karov l'nechse katan. We don't send down a karov of a karov. What's that? What? V'lo karov machmas karov l'nechse katan. A relative of a relative, so we don't send down to a katan's field. Why? The same chashash. What happened over here? A katan owns his field. The katan's put in a dungeon. We don't send down a relative of a relative to take over the field. Why? Because we're afraid that relative of a relative will somehow get the field to belong to him. What kind of case is that? The Gemara says, ba'ache mi'ima, the brother from the mother. Okay, hold cup for 2 minutes. For example, Reuven has two wives. He has wife number one, wife number two. With wife number two, he gives birth to a cotton. With wife number one, he gives birth to a son. We'll call him Chanoch. Okay? But wife number one has another husband. That guy's name, let's say, is Shimon. They had a son. His name is Karov of Karov. He's related to the Chanoch, who's related to the Cotton. Chanoch and the Cotton share the same father. Chanoch and this Karov share the same mother. So we're afraid if we send that guy to take over the Cotton's field, people will think he's the relative. And the field belongs to him. That's what Rashi says. Shita B'Kabetza says it's a mistake. There's no way Rashi could have written that because it's impossible. Why would anybody, children of mothers don't inherit. Why would anybody think that? Nobody in a million years could think that. Right? How can anyone think that? You? What is your shaykh to the cotton? There's no shaykh at all. It happens to be that the cotton's father is married to, was married to my mother. So, not related. I'm sorry, the cotton's father's wife was married to my father. Right? That's not a relative. Here's the Shita B'Kabetz's case. You ready for this? Reuven's married to two women. He's married to Rachel, he's married to Leah. From Rachel, He has a son. We'll call him Falu, like in the Chumash, right? Reuven's Falu. His name is Falu. From Rachel, he's married to Falu. Rachel, by the way, was married to a guy, Shimon, and had a son, Chetzron. Okay? Then, Rachel died. Shimon, her other husband, also died. Okay? Reuven's also married to Leah. They give birth to a cotton. That's the cotton we're talking about. Who wants to now come and be the apotropos? Chanoch. In other words, we're not letting Chanoch go. Gzeira atu falu. You understand? It's a gzeira. Not that he, no one's going to think that. No one's going to think he's a relative. He's not a relative. But it's a gzeira because there's a case where two brothers that share the same father. Two brothers share the same father, right? Reuven's married to two women. They each have a son. They have the same father. They yarshin each other. So people might confuse this boy with a case where the wife then now has another husband, has a son. That they might confuse. Oh, it's a half brother. It's something. They might make a mistake. Everybody will know that from women there's no Yerusha. Everybody knows that. That's how the Shidduch Kabbalah says Rashi can't mean that. What he means is, or he says it's a mistake, it's just a gzeira. We're choshesh, and we see this guy here, he looks like a brother, he has some shaykhah to the family, we're gonna be afraid that he is the Yoresh, and the cotton's going to lose out. So because of that, we don't put Karov of Karov. Okay? V'lo Karov l'nichse cotton, and not a Karov l'nichse cotton, right? Kiva d'lo machi, since he doesn't know how to protest, he's an 8-year-old boy, Asilach Zuke Bey, the relative, not the real relative, a real brother or a half brother will come and take the field away, and the cotton gets the field taken out from under him, he gets shafted. So Amar Rava Shmamina, you see from here, Midrav Huna, Ein Machzik in Nichse Cotton. You see from here that there can't be any chazaka from the Nichse Cotton. Chazaka means, right, if I'm living in a land for 3 years, uninterrupted land for 3 years, I have a chazaka that it's mine. You come back and say, oh, this is my house. What do you mean it's your house? I've been living here for 3 years. Right? I have a chazak, it's mine. I'm here for 3 years. For 3 years, no one said boo. We don't say that din by a cotton. By a cotton, we don't say that din. I'm living here for 3 years. Yeah, but the guy's a cotton. Cotton doesn't know how to protest. Not only that, Vafilu Higdil. Even if he grew up in the middle, he was 11 years old, 12 years old. So for 1 year, he was a cotton. Then he became a gadol. Also no good. V'lo amaron, and all this is true, v'lo amaron ela ba'achid ha'aba, only by brothers of the father. Avo ba'achid ha'ima, by brothers of the mother, l'slamba, no problem. No one's going to think he's a yorish. V'achid ha'aba nami lo amaron, and when it comes to the father, the brother, the relatives of the brother, nami lo, when the relatives of the share the same father, nami lo amaron ela ba'arasa. That's only with land. Avo be'beiti, but houses, l'slamba, no problem. You know why? Because when it comes to houses, there are neighbors. The neighbors, what are you doing here in this house? That's a built-in protest also. That comes to fields, the fields are out in you know, off the highway. Nobody ever goes there. Nobody knows what's going on over there. In the neighborhood, everybody knows. The Uba Aritza and in land, Nami Lo Amaron, El Adela Abed Inita. If the guy didn't write some kind of document, what do they call Inita? It's a what?
Document of partition.
Document of partition. In other words, that the father didn't specify who gets whose land. Aval of an Inita, but if the guy wrote such a document, Kala Islay, then everybody knows it's a kull. Everybody knows this song gets this way. This song gets Velohi. It's not. And by the way, none of that is true. Loshen Achid Abba. It makes no difference if it's the father's land. If it's the father's brothers, Loshen Achid Ima. It makes no difference if it's the mother's brothers. Loshen Arisa. It makes no difference if it's land. Loshen Bate. It makes no difference if it's houses. Loshen Avid Inita. It makes no difference if he wrote something. Loshen Lo Avid Inita. It makes no difference if he didn't write something. Lo Mach Tinan. In none of these cases do we let somebody take over a cotton's land. None of these cases. Aye, what's the chashash? He wrote down a shtar that this land belongs to my son. The father wrote that. So how can anyone think that it belongs to a different relative? Right? It's a document. It doesn't make a difference. Aye, he's a relative from the mother. He doesn't yarish anyway. Anyway, he's not a yorish. He doesn't yarish. Not considered lahalacha. He's not considered in Hilchas Yerusha. It doesn't make a difference.
We don't.
Yeah, we're still concerned. Exactly, we're still concerned. None of these. It should make sense. Why can't they share the same mother? So let him take over the land. He can't really think seriously. He's going to get this land. It's not Yorish. The answer is, we don't care. Why? Because you're right. It's still a chashash. Somehow, who knows what he's going to pull behind the scenes? Maybe people think people don't know he's a relative from the mother. Maybe they think he's a relative. You never know. Because all these chashashos, we don't let any relative go down into the cotton's land. We want the cotton to keep that land. He's too young. He can't fight for himself. Therefore, we take the law into our own hands. We don't let any of these people come down. We pointed out apotropis. Yeah. No, the what?
Nishpa, the
yeah.
Right. He's in jail.
But let's say he's only going to be in jail for 3 months. And when all the dust settles, he's still a little boy, and he can't, right?
But if you don't know, then
we all know that. What do you mean we don't know? He's going to come at it. I understand. We're trying to do our best to protect him. So we're not going to assume he's there for 20 years. We'll assume he's there for 1 year. From the ages of 9 to 10, he's there. He gets out of there. He's 10 years old. But let's say he turns around, all the land's not his anymore. What happened? People are greedy. Okay, next case. Hayisafta. There was an old lady, an old woman. How old was she? We'll see in a minute. Tahavilei Tlas Bansa. She had 3 daughters. You have to hold cup for this. She had 3 daughters. So there are 4 people here. There's the Safta, the mother, and the 3 daughters. Ishtabai Ihi. She was captured. V'chada Barta. And one of her daughters also. So who's left? 2 daughters are left. However, Idach Tarti Binta Shchiva. One of those 2 daughters died. And Chad Benayhu, one of them died, Vishavka Yinuka, and left a little boy. He's a katan. Okay? So the mother and daughter number 1 are captured, daughter number 2 is dead, and daughter number 3 is still around. Okay? Now, the Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Heichinavid, what do we do with the land? The mother's gone. She's captured. The daughter's also captured. What do we do with this land? Look, minhu l'nichse biyada de'achta sa. Do we give the land to the daughter? The one who's still around? We can't do that. Why not? Because dilma shechiva safta. Maybe she died, the mother. Ve'ma we didn't carve l'nichse katan. And if the mother died, the katan now is a yoresh. He's a grandson. And we don't send a relative, her aunt, his aunt, his mother's sister, to secure the land of a cotton. Cotton's a yorish. Okay? Can't do that. Right? Nuk belenichse b'rida d'yanka. Do we want to put the land in the hands of the child? We can't do that. Why not? Because dilma lo shchivas after. Maybe she didn't die. The aim we didn't cut l'nichse shavui. And we don't send the cotton down to the nichse shavui. The Ritva points out, even if she did die, makes no difference. No matter what, we don't put a cotton into the land. But we would have never put a cotton there. What's the difference if she died or not? It's irrelevant. He says, no. I would have thought, let's say she's dead. Maybe if she's dead, then anyway, it's for sure his now. It's for sure his. So then maybe we will put a cotton there. It's his. Even then, we never put a cotton. I want to give you a case that we never, don't have a havamina, the cotton's going there. How is there no havamina? She's not dead. Okay? Now, before we get to what we do, Tosfos has a fascinating question. Tosfos says, you know, if somebody sends a shliach to give a get to a woman, right? And the woman, and you know, in the olden days there was no information about what was going on in Medina Sayyam. So the shliach knocks on her door, and he says, "I'm here to bring a get from your husband." She says, "When did he send you?" "I don't know, 2 months ago." She says, "Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's dead. It's 2 months ago. What's the halacha? We don't assume he died." Even though nobody lives forever, we have a chazaka that he was alive, and we stay in the chazaka that he was alive. Similarly, if a guy sends a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, a chatas, and you don't bring a carbon chatas for someone who's dead, right? So he comes to the shliach. The kohen says, "Who's this for?" "It's for my uncle." "Where's your uncle?" "He lives in Haifa." "Well, when did he tell you to send this?" "A month ago." "Maybe he's dead." The answer is, we don't assume people died. So I come over here, we're jumping to assume she died. Why is it possible? We don't assume people died. 7 answers to this question.
Wait a second, didn't we say she's a safta?
Well, that's one of the answers. She's a safta. Hey, ready? Tosfos says that, yeah, by the case of the get, we're makel because of Iguna. Right? We don't want her to be stuck. What kind of situation? We don't know anything. We assume the husband's alive. Give her the get. Shouldn't be stuck. But over here, and same thing by we don't want the Kohanim doing that veir of eating a carbon that's a psul, that it was brought for someone who's dead. So for those reasons, we're makel, and we assume the guy's still alive. But over here, we're big machmir. Why? Maybe she died, and if she died, we can't send anyone into the cotton's field. So the whole pressure here is to be machmir, not to be makel. That's Tosa's first answer. Tosa gives a second answer, that since she's captured, there's a much more likelihood that she's dead. Which is a Pashan answer. Right? That's that. That's Tosas. The Ramban says, we don't always have to assume, says the Ramban, that someone died. In other words, it depends on each case. Here, we're trying to protect everybody. So when we're protecting everybody, we have to take all factors into consideration. Maybe she's died. And if she died, we will not send a cotton to, we will not send a relative to the cotton's field. Why? Because doing that is a disaster. Okay? That's Ramban. The Ritva says, was Simcha's answer. She's already an old lady. She already got to the age of Tiferes, and the Gemara there says in Gittin that once already a person reaches such an old age, that there is a chashash they're going to die. Okay? Then they're about to say something amazing. The Ein Lahakshos. Don't ask me that. The Gemara there says that if a woman reaches a very old age, 100, then we don't assume she's going to die because she's so old. That she keeps on going. Right? Don't tell me that over here. That she's so old and now she can keep on going. Because if she's so old, how old is the daughter? The daughter's there also. We didn't say a word about the daughter. Right? So he says over here, the Ein Lahakshos, Mashavur Behemshecha Gemara, over there, Shechoshim Gam Shema Meis Habas. Maybe the daughter also died. But no one said a word about the daughter. Right? Why not? Hari Abbas, lo higiyah l'gvuras. She's not so old. She'im gam hi higiyah l'gvuras. If she would be also 80 years old, then nimta, shasav tekvar, then the mother's even older. Right? So he says you have to say that they're both between the ages of 80 and 100. Right? So they're both old, but they're not, she's not 100 yet, where the chazaka will change. Right? Okay. That's the Ramban's answer. What? And the kids on the bar mitzvah, right? Right. And the Or Sameach, we'll just say one more. The Or Sameach is a similar answer that, yeah, people have a chazaka that they're alive. How long does a chazaka go on for? At some point, she's in a dungeon. Right? To say the husband was alive when he sent the get, fine, a good chazaka. How long does the chazaka last? A year? 2 years? 3 years? I mean, at some point, the chazaka starts to whittle away. Therefore, b'choshesh, maybe she died. Okay? So Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Hilkach, therefore, Palgo yahavina la la'achte. Half of it we give to the sister. The idach palgo, and the other half, mukbina la'apachapas, li'inuka. We appoint an apachapas to the son. Rava says, wait a minute. If we're doing that, then Migor, the Mukmina and Apachapal Palga, well, since we've appointed an Apachapas for the boy's half already, Mukmina and Apachapal Idach Palga will appoint an Apachapas for the other half. Lusov, in the end, Shamu the Shechivas Afta. They heard that Shitaka died. So Amar Abaya said, Tlas the Avina La La Achta. 1/3 we give to the sister. Why? She's Yorish, at least a third. Vitlas the Yavina La Yinuka. The other third we give to the boy. He also gets a third. He's a Yorish. Vidach Tlasa. What about the third? We don't know if the daughter's alive or not. So what do we do with that third? So Yavin and Danka Lachte, half of that you give to the sister. Right? We don't know what to do with it. The Idach and the other half, Vidach Danka the other half, and the other half of the third, which means the sixth, Mukmina Lil Apachapa Liyanuka, we appointed Apachapas for the son. Maybe she'll come back to the other daughter. If she comes back, she gets it. If not, they split it. Rav says, no, Migu Demaka Apachapa Lidanka, once we appointed Apachapas for his 1/6, Mukmina Lil Apachapa Lidanka, we appointed Apachapas for the other 6th. Okay? Good? Next. Mori Bar Isaac, a guy by the name of Mori Bar Isaac, also Le'ache Bechuza. A guy knocks on Mori Bar Isaac's door and says, I'm your long lost brother. Mori Bar Isaac says, you? Who are you? I'm Alei, and the brother says, publicly divide up dad's estate. I'm the long lost brother. I'm Alei, Lo Yadanalach. I don't know who you are. Says Mori. I don't know who you are. You claim that you're Isaac's son? I don't know who you are. Amal also, they come to Rav Chisda. Amalei says Rav Chisda, Shaperka Amalach. It makes a lot of sense that you don't know who you are. Why? Shemar, because it says, V'yaki Yosef et Echav, V'hem lo hakiruhu. Yosef recognized the brothers, they didn't recognize him. Why? That he left without a beard. And when they came in front of him, 22 years later, Yosef now had a beard. Then his brothers didn't know who it was. So too, Rashi explains, that Isaac was in some other country with Mari, then he got remarried to another lady, had another son, then Mari left, and then now he doesn't know who this boy is. Okay? Just like Yosef. Okay? I will finish the daf and then I'll say two quick things on Yosef. Amalei, so Zil Aisi Tazi Da'achbeat, bring witnesses. Bring witnesses, you're really your brother. So Amalei, so the guy says to Rav Chista, it's Lisa, they have witnesses. You know what the problem is? They're afraid to come because Mori Bar Isaac is a ruffian. He's a strong arm. They're afraid of him. They're not going to testify. He's losing half his estate to me. Amalei l'didei. So if Chista says to Mori, Zil and Aisisadi, you bring witnesses now, delav achichu, that you're not the relative. That he's not your relative. So Amalei, dina hachi, that's the halacha. Hamotzi b'chaver ol v'raya. It's his obligation. So Amalei, so if Chista says to him, yes, you're right. This is how we treat you and all people like you. All rough people like you that prevent Aiden from coming in, that's how we treat them. Amalei, so he said, so, bottom line is, Asur Sadi, he brought witnesses. So says Mari, I'm going to bring witnesses, but Velo Misadi, they're not going to testify. Why? Because they're afraid. So Amalei, so Rav Chisda said, Tarti lo avdi. No, to come and lie, that they're not going to do. Not to come, they're afraid to shave al tassel, will sit home. But to come and lie, that no one's going to do. No one has the guts to do that. Well, so if Asi Sadi, they brought witnesses to Achvehu, that they really Taka was his brother, and Amalei liflog li nami bepardisai ubustanai the shasel. And then the brother said, I also am entitled to the sheva that Murray did over the years. I'm entitled to that also. Amalei, you're right. Shaper kamalach, you're right. That nan hiniach bottom gedolim uktanim. He left over gedolim sons and ketanim sons. Vishbichu gedolim tanachasim and the Gedolim improve the land. Hishbichu leemta. Everybody benefits from it. V'chein omar Rabba hishbiach leemta. Everybody benefits by it. Okay, so just 1 minute, very quickly. Everybody asks the same question. How could they not know that it was Yosef? Just because he has a beard, they didn't know that it's Yosef. Everybody asks this question, right? So, and not only that, they're looking for him. They think it's him, right? They're looking for him. They're in it. They couldn't know it was Yosef. So the Mor of Hashemesh does an amazing vart. Says for 22 years, Yaakov didn't have the Shechina. Right? For 22 years, Yaakov didn't have the Shechina. Why not? Because he was sad. Says to the Mor v'Shemesh, if Yaakov didn't have the Shechina, then none of the brothers had the Shechina either. They're not going to have the Shechina if the father doesn't have the Shechina. So for 22 years, they had no Shechina. During those 22 years, Yosef became a Tzadik Yisod Olam. He became an unbelievable person. He had the Shechina with him the whole time. He was a totally different person. They had no idea, they couldn't recognize him. Alright, it's an amazing vart. It's an amazing vart. They had no idea who he was. He was totally, the brothers, they were stagnant for 22 years. They didn't move for 22 years. Yosef, he became a tzaddik. He looked totally different. Okay? Everyone have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow.